This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. Today I'm joined in the studio by
Jeff Sandu.
Frida Liu.
We're talking about some of the most used apps of 2019. We've had a whole bunch of suggestions. We've had official lists from official websites. What was number one? Tinder, right?
Yeah, Tinder. These are the non-gaming commercial apps, so apps that are making a lot of money that aren't gaming.
We just basically
Facebook still kind of like tops everything.
We just basically said, you know, what have you been using the most of? Frida has, you said yours was WhatsApp, right?
WhatsApp and then games.
And then games.
And Strava for fitness.
Right. Yeah. So I've been using WhatsApp and Instagram is my second most used.
Oh, yeah.
What else? Oh, yes, Reddit. That's definitely up there. But over to Insta Story, we have a bunch of people over here. Ams Leah has said WhatsApp. Then we've got the YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and WhatsApp all at the same time. WhatsApp! Another one. Instagram, Spotify, WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram and YouTube, all the familiar names. Netflix, WhatsApp, Instagram and Twitter. How come there's no Twitter icon on our Instagram story? Didn't have time to Photoshop that one in there, I'm afraid. WhatsApp and Instagram, and there we are.
All right.
Interesting. No one's asked me what my go-to app is.
It feels all left out. Let's ask him. Go on then.
Actually, photography apps. VSCO is the one that I use the most. So you take photos a lot on your phone, right? So I use an app called VSCO, and I actually paid for it as well. In the sense, like I get all the filters, and I get to do pro editing. So much so, like throughout this year, I've been to a few different trips. I watched the Singapore Formula One. I didn't even bring my digital SLR. I left my Fuji at home and I just used my phone and a Lomo camera.
Well, there you go.
There you go. On Twitter, Born to Ride says Twitter and WhatsApp. So, yeah. Okay. I'm surprised that Twitter is still hanging there.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be there for a while. Frida?
I forgot. You know, I have a beauty app that removes all pores and all wrinkles from my face.
You have one of those. I just have a Samsung phone. It does the same thing.
Right. So there is from Kesh Randawa. I said, I turned off most of the app notifications a long time ago. On another note, come on, you guys. You should be playing more Christmas songs. I agree.
We've got some coming up later.
Okay.
Believe me. Santa Claus is coming to town. Right. So whilst we're still talking about apps, there's one here that I really like the idea of, because one, it's an app and I like apps, and of course it does something that I am fully behind, the recycling economy and all that kind of stuff. It's an app that buys back your unwanted clothes and helps to fuel the circular economy. Let me tell you a little bit about it. So steadily permeating the sustainability conversation is circularity, extending the life of goods and recycling products at the end of life so that the material resources within these goods are utilised rather than being lost in a landfill. At the point of sale, most fashion companies lose visibility over their products as they pass into the hands of the consumer. So how can fashion brands close this kind of loop and help keep sold products and materials in circulation? There's a startup called Stuffster, and they have a bit of a solution. They've developed a database solution that collects unwanted clothes and accessories from consumers in any condition and feeds it into either the secondhand clothing market or into material recycling streams. 70% of everything we are buying is going into a landfill, even if they're still usable. So Stuffster works with clothing brands to pull data on all their products in their inventory, going back for 5 years, into their platform, so that when a consumer no longer wants that item, they can search for it and instantly see what the company will pay to buy that item back. They then collect the item from the consumer, take it to their sorting facility and put it into a secondhand sales or recycling, depending on the quality of that item. Now, this is where it gets interesting. At this point, the data on the items returned and the condition they are in feeds back to the brands, and they start to fill that black hole of post-sale information pre-Stuffster. So this informs a brand's future product development in terms of how certain materials and products wear over time, customer product preferences, length of time certain products are typically in use, how the buyback value attached to certain products influences future purchasing decisions, and much more. So they did a 6-week pilot with John Lewis over in the UK, and it kind of, they had a subset of loyal customers, and it revealed this huge shift in customer sentiment towards ownership. customers sold back nearly 20% of everything they'd bought within a five-year period, which demonstrated that many consumers won't let things just sit in their closet, eventually throwing them away if they have the option to sell them back to the retailer. So it and what they've started to do is that Stuffster now are trying to place an individual buyback price on every item that encourages customers to think about the cost per use. So Adidas have got on board with this, and they are kind of pushing this idea. So what they do is they now either resell the items, depending on how worn they are. They mend the items so they can sell them on the second-hand market, or they then recycle them into their new products. And this is called the Adidas Infinite Play. But the idea of using that data to figure out when you've made a piece of clothing to find out, well, how long does a piece of clothing last before somebody recycles it? I think this is a great idea.
I actually really like, I think this is probably one of the most cleverest idea of 2019 in terms of creating an app that helps the circular economy, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, we all have this issue where, you know, come year in, we do this, you know, cleaning of the house. Like just yesterday, we did the whole desk cleaning. And, you know, in my home, I think laid out like nearly about 100 t-shirts that I've not worn for the year. Right. So, and in my head, I was just like, what do I do with this? The first one that all comes to my mind is like to give them to someone who may need them.
Right.
My mom has friends who have kids that are about the same body size as me. And you're like, you know, let's invite them over to the home and then, you know, let's see which one they want and pick it up. Not all 100 of them will be, you know, taken up by someone else because they may not like it. But then there's a few like, you know, about 20 or 30 of the t-shirts. You go on, it's like, what do I do with this? Like, you know, I don't want to open a bazaar to sell them because I'm just not interested in going through the efforts of selling them. I just wish there's an app that could just like take it away from me.
Right.
I don't even need to get paid for this. So kudos to them to even actually buying it off from you.
Right.
To really incentivize you to do this, because there will be some individuals who are like, you know, you need to buy this off me because it's of a certain value.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of doing a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, we've seen, you know, these markets that do pop up for secondhand goods. And some of the clothes, and I'm assuming, Jeff, some of your sneakers as well, have a good resale value.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And instead of, like, you selling it to just anybody, if you can sell it back to the manufacturer and they're already telling you at the time that you purchase it,
if you sell
this back within 5 years and
this
it's
is
in
what you're gonna get?
Good condition, this is what you're going to get.
I love it.
It's a very smart idea. Agreed?
I'm just thinking of, you know, he talked about 100 T-shirts. I was like, wow, how much do I have?
Well,
so I'm sitting here in silence.
Shall we take a break on that?
I think we should.
Let's take a break before she gets all embarrassed. Right, music coming up. Johnny Lang is singing. Who was it that I was asking about Christmas music?
This was Kesh.
Kesh, I've got some Christmas music for you. Santa Claus is back in town here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.